Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Now, we're here with Financial Freedom Friday, and I can tell you this. Today, God is just summing it all up for us. We're moving out of potential into production and profit. He started off with us, we head back at 2 and 2, and telling us to write it down, make it plain, and read it so you can run. I know that there's some people who probably still have not even done that. That disobedience, even to the word, is hurting you in your life and in your business. But I'm going to tell you this, how he summed it up on this morning. It has been a long week for myself, for all of us. And I said, Lord, what is it? How do we close this out? Because I myself as your servant, I'm listening and I'm not understanding. And he said, they got to be resourceful with the resources I've given them. And I said, whoa. There's a story behind this. I was reviewing my experience at National Achievers Conference. And when I attend events, I will always go back over because I remember the pictures and I'm saying, did I forget anything? Did I miss anything? You have to go in. You have to wake up every day with an intention of getting the most out of it. And so God told us we want to go from potential into production and profit, be resourceful with the resources. We got to go to the Lord on this one because I don't know, the scripture is coming out of John chapter 6. It's going to be a little bit of a long passage, but you've got to get this. And chapter 6, 5 through 13. You want to go and read this over the weekend. I think this is going to be really good for you to chew. God downloaded on me just some basic things and say, I've given you guys everything, but you're not using everything for the proper use. And when you do that, you're surely moving to production and profit. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today. We thank you. We thank you for this day you've made. We thank you for your Holy Spirit who illuminates us. And bring all of your word into our remembrance. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that you even breathe just the breath in our lungs that we're here on today. No one can claim that they've made this day, and we're so glad, rejoiced we're here, another opportunity. Father God, as we are pursuing not just wealth, we gotta pursue you. You said, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. And then those things that we're looking for, everything that we want, all things will be added to us. So we're thanking you, oh Father God, that we're finding your kingdom in your word. You've given us every single thing we need. And now we're asking Holy Spirit to take full control here, overpower your day as your servant decrease. May you increase like never before to give us the exact uses and the exact times with what you have given us to move into huge, 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 huge success, not for our name, but yours. We bless you, we want to honor you, we want to serve you. Show us how to do it. Remove everything from us that is contrary to what our mouths are saying. Let us be in full alignment with your word. We honor you, O Father God, as we're going from faith to faith. And we bless your holy name as you've taken us from glory to glory. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to read the passage very quickly. I want you to get it, though. No, I'm going to read it the way God told me. I mean, if you don't have time for this, then more than likely you won't have time for God's people. You won't have time to do your assignment completely. And you remember we were in school. Incomplete sometime will get you zero or get you not. So let's go to John chapter 6, verses 5 through 13. It says, now, this is familiar for both those who read, but I want to know, how are you applying it? Being resourceful with the resource. How are you applying it? He says, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said to Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now, Jesus is asking, where do we buy bread? And he is source. And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there's a lad out there, little boy, with half five barley loaves and two small fish. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Pay attention. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, gratitude, he distributed it to the disciples, and the disciples to them, that they were set down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. When they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the five barley loaves which remained over. That looked like nothing. But God had turned into something. And above unto them that had eaten, 12 baskets was left over after they thought that there was not enough. God fed 5,000, and of course, if you've gone to church, you heard that there were always children and women, and they didn't count them, so a lot of people were fed off of what they thought was nothing. So many of us believe we don't have enough, operating our businesses, our lives, out of scarcity. And in this passage, it's clear that even the disciples that were walking with God, they couldn't see. They didn't even think. They're walking with God. Like, now, so with us, for those who are believers, the Holy Spirit lives with us. So every time you walk, every time you wake up, the Holy Spirit is with you. And we think we don't have enough to be successful. Now, you got this little business, this little old business. You got this little old business, and you think that it means nothing. And I need you to ask yourself, how many resources have God given us that's not being used? How much of the word of God are you hearing here in Power Start Your Day that's not being applied? You know, I'm launching my whole movement, Pink Millionaire, and it's positioning you for impact now with applied knowledge. I am a results-driven those women leader where I know that, listen, if you know it, you need to do it. And if you do it, it needs to be manifest in something. How many of you have the resource of God Almighty and never ask him to intervene into his affairs? And then when he gives you what to do, you actually don't do it. How many books have you bought that you've never read, or if you've read it, you've never done one thing that the book told you to do toward why you picked up the book in the first place? How many notes have you taken at every training or even every call that's never been revisited, or if it's revisited, you've not applied the action to the notes? No guest or business partner even attending. How many documents in the team page, what have you, that have never been downloaded, but you're calling your leader saying, I need help. I don't know what to do. Well, how many downloads are in a book, but there's nothing written on it? How many times will you have to hear the daily method of operation, but you can't even get to five souls that you want to help? When I was at National Achievers Conference, Tony Robbins did an analogy, and he was talking about how tables can turn. You can feel like you're a zero right now, and you can move into hero just by being resourceful. And now when he brought that training to front, it was very clear, because I had taken a training, Our Money and You. You guys know my mentor, DC Cordova. I brought her on the come for. I need you guys to know that for those who have met her, and these principles that are being taught, principles that I use on how I amassed millions all over again, walked away from a business, a company that paid my husband and I a few million dollars, and I didn't care because I knew the principles, and I'm not going to stand or stay with things that break my values. See, when you establish your values and you know principles, then you know you can win in any atmosphere. But I'm going to tell you this right now. He brought up the training of resourcefulness, and he was talking about Walmart. And at the time, Walmart was pretty much losers. Sam Walton, you had Kmart that was killing the game, and it was another company similar to it. And they were talking about Walmart was a loser. Love you, baby. Walmart was a loser. People were like, he was, he wasn't polished. I remember, they're like, who goes to Walmart? Like the cheesy, cheap clothes. And they said that he would literally, he had a powerful teamwork ethic, that he would talk his workers in. They would travel. They would get up at maybe 3 a.m. in the morning, and they would go and far, far out and go buy these things for like products and things like that for well cheap and come back. The same principle that he used now, he just goes and get it from other places now than he did. And they would pack it up in cars and vans and then come back and open a store early in the morning to sell at a lower price than everybody else. They're saying back then, you could have got $1,000 worth of stock that would be worth $25 million right now in Walmart stock. You see, Sam Walton saw the vision. He made it plain, and he kept going through the process. He used the resources, and now when you think about it, you know, sometimes you get leaders. That's why I tell people, humble yourself so you never have to be humble, because some leaders, they'll get so big, and they're thinking everybody's so small, and then now they're forgetting, and then people moving on past. Somebody's coming on up. That's why I am always one. I'm going to train until I can't even train anymore, until somebody else will hear and be as tenacious, as hungry, as determined, as, you know, victimless, not seeing themselves as a victim but a victor, and will keep moving just like I did no matter what. Being resourceful is what many of our grandmothers used to do. I don't know if you could remember our grandmother, your grandmother. I don't know what experience you had, but I want to tell you about the experience my grandmother had. I told you my grandmother opened up her door from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. And before she prayed three times a day, and her door would be open. And anybody came up the stairs, if they were hungry, she could feed them. And I could remember like saying, you know, as I'm older now, the reason why we spent a lot of time at my grandmother's house, because my mom was going through it and my grandma was supporting her. So they came together as a family so that we wouldn't really see the brunt. And I can remember the hard times. I can remember seeing just brutal things happen, you know, in our household. And at the end of the day, my grandmother was still there as a rock. So we would literally go to my grandmother's house for breakfast. My mom, we got dressed real early. She's going to work. She dropped us off because we went to school closer to my grandma's house. So she would have the table up set for us. We drink our tea. She cooked us breakfast, what have you. So she might do a big thing of porridge, and porridge don't cost a lot of money. You could feed probably 20 people off of a little bag of porridge with water and the cornmeal porridge or the oatmeal. She would, which one you want? I always loved the oatmeal, so she would make me my special oatmeal. I was always just something else, can't you tell? So I want the oatmeal, grandma. Oh no, today I want cornmeal. And even when I go to the Jamaica restaurants with my grandma or my mom make cornmeal porridge, I got to do this thing about my grandmother who would fill our belly first with tea. Just water and a little thing of tea that was to get all the ass out, and then she filled us up with this porridge, and we went to school full, and we would go to school full. And when I can think about the resourcefulness of just this little bag that she would add with water and add a little bit of nutmeg, cinnamon, vanilla, she would drop a little almond extract in it. That was the little secret sauce to it. And I can go back and say how resourceful we was. We didn't go to school hungry. And then we come back, and all she had was a head of cabbage and probably some chicken left over and maybe two carrots. And then she would make what we would call chop suey with just some white rice, and we were full. One head of cabbage. And then she might tell us, you don't need all that meat. It wasn't a lot of meat. That's why. And we were full. And I grow up right now, and everybody laughs. They're like, oh, she loves salad. She loves vegetables, whatever. I grew up on that. But now it's going back. For you and your family, it might be today. Your family probably just made a big pot of beans with rice because that's protein to sustain you. And it fed the whole family. Now, with us, we can't do nothing with all of the lot of something that God has given us. So many people will ask, I want more, more, more. I need more training. I need more this. I need more that. And they're doing not even nothing with what they already have. Just a little bit. You think you need more, more, more. Look at this scripture. Go back and see. Jesus asked the disciples, what are we going to do? They done forgot all they walking with God, and he done taught them all kind of stuff. And he said, what do we do? And they said, we can't do nothing. We can't do nothing. We ain't got enough. We ain't got enough. I don't know. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough smart. I can't talk like them. I can't dress like them. I don't. If I had this, it would do that. If I had that, it would do this. All the potential just being wasted every day. One of the biggest resources that we have that has made people millions, which is actually the highest paid profession. Communicating, speaking. Most of us on the line have a mouth. We don't even use it to come in on the call and make contribution. When we let it out, we might have some room for something to come in, and that would give us enough courage to use what we're given. My. I know you can hear my voice is going hoarse. And I am going to rest it. But I said to myself, it's only one more day and 30 more minutes. Lord, if you just only give me what you want me to say. I said, they want to go from potential. They want to move out and go into production and the profits. And I just want to say, shouts out to those leaders on last night in Atlanta. We had a meeting. We moved, and I saw nobody complained, and they definitely packed out the house, and we're looking for people to be more resourceful. There's people everywhere that need what you have. Meeting with leaders, walk in front of the room, and all you got to do is bring your guests. Kudos to those who are bringing their guests, and they're building their business. Kudos to those who are using the training like Present Like a Pro, where you can up your game. Kudos to those who are definitely investing in themselves for convention. I'm telling you right now, already, we have not even finished the month of January, and I am already at least $60,000 in personal development. And I know this year probably going to go probably to about maybe about $180,000+ in personal development. And some people will question, should I pay $50 to come and learn? Or should I pay $10 to go in a meeting where I can now begin to stop worrying about $10 and start helping 10 people? We got to move into resourcefulness with the resources that God has given us. Let's open up this line. Good morning. Good morning to you. God bless you. Financial Freedom Friday, 478-242-157. Let's close out strong. You guys come to the queue. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. How are you doing this morning?
I'm amazing. I'm drinking my coffee and it's cold.
Dr. Nicola, every time I decide to speak, you always call me out, and I appreciate that. But all I really wanted to tell you today was, is over the past couple of weeks, I've felt a shift in myself. I know that I've been warring with myself, and I've been quiet, and I've been quiet on purpose. And my sole purpose, and I don't have to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I'm being quiet because I want my actions to speak for my words.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this, mm-hmm. I've said that, I've said this, I've said that, but it's time for my actions to speak, and that's exactly what I'm doing. So don't think I fell through the cracks. I'm here, but I've got to make my actions have to tell what I'm doing.
I love it, King. I love it, I love it, I love it. I know, you know, for a lot of people, they just want to be right. Right? They're afraid to open up their mouth because they're like, oh my Lord, I don't want to get roasted. Oh my Lord, I don't want correction. Let me tell you something. I'm working on a project, and I began to say, you know, oh wow, you know, it took a village for me. And when I begin to now say, thank you so much, King Mark, I can't wait to see you roll to the top. I just can't. I'm so rooting for you. But when I was looking at, I began to call out. I said, oh, wow. I said, it's been a lot of training and mentorship and training and mentorship and coaching. And I began to call out all these names of people that whether they've trained me, coached me, held me accountable. And oh, wow, the list just kept going on and on and on and on and on. The correction, it started from my mama. But some of you all may not have had that. So then now when you hear someone putting you on the right track, you're like, ooh, that's foreign to me. That's rough. But life is rough. So you got to be tough. Business is not easy. So you got to be stronger. Sometimes people have to lean on your strength to get stronger. Trust me, you guys are getting prepared. You are getting prepared for huge things. You don't even know it. But if you start using what you have, life will become so much more fulfilling. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Queen. Good morning. Hey, how you doing? Good morning. 6838. I can just hear that on the voicemail. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola Smith-Jackson. First, I want to start off this year with saying, Dr. Nicola Smith-Jackson, we appreciate you. Truly, we appreciate you. On last night, you got lost trying to come to the meeting. You were going to Alabama. You were going 85 south. You had bypassed the meeting. And Robert kept saying, Rouge checked on her. And he said she lost. I said, you know, at night she can't see. But you was turned around because I remember talking to you when you was in Vegas. You was concerned about us while you was there being trained. I just want to first say, Nicola, I don't know no one that will give everything they have, including free training. We pay only $10 to come to a meeting, and you pay thousands of dollars to go get what you have. I heard you say how your grandmother would cook breakfast and prepare for you all because your mother had to work. I remember being a child, and I would be some big numbers, but I remember when my mother, I didn't have a father. It was just my mom, with six of us. And a blind lady would keep us. And she would cook for me, and she was blind. I remember my mom used to cook and feed us. And we didn't have bacon like they have bacon now. We had stricoline with the skin on it. And she would fry it and fry it and fry it and get all the grease out of it and cook a big pot of grits. And I got tired of eating that meat. I would just eat that, and the blind lady said, make us some gravy to go with it. They don't know how blessed they are to have everything we have, salmon, lamb, and everything, and it only costs $10 to come out to a meeting. I got a text last night from a lady after talking to you after you got home because I was concerned about, I knew Robert, you was following Robert, but people can get in front of you, so I was concerned about you making home last night. And the lady texted me and said, you sure that lady don't have a church? I said, she doesn't have a church. She said, my God, I just love listening to her. It's not very many people, Nicola, will give you everything they have to see you win. I'm so grateful that you are back on the south side of Atlanta. I remember when we started in our other business on the south side. People complained about they can't come to Lithonia. They can't come right there to Old National. Now we are on Virginia Avenue. I'm just going to wait and see just what they do. I'm not pulling nobody. All I'm going to do is do what I need to do. My time has ran out. You did your 5 years. I needed those 5 years. And I have to get the 5 years. I don't have 5 years left in FES, not to work hard. I have a few years left, and I have to hit the pavement running. I just want to thank you and Robert Jackson, Reverend Jackson. I'm so sorry for that, Reverend Jackson. I'm his only church member, only church member that he has. I'm the trustee, the treasurer, the usher. I'm everything because when I first met Robert, he was talking on the stage, and I asked him, was he a minister? And they said, no. And you said, oh, no, he's far from that. Don't call him that. I said, well, I can call him my minister. I just appreciate you guys. You all is young enough to be my daughter, and he's not old enough to be my son, but he could be my son. I just want to say, Nicola, it's been a long journey with you for almost 10 years, and you have always given us everything that you have. I saw so many of them fight against you, so many fight against you. Just because you want to tell the truth, have a pure heart and clean hand. They fought the training that you train in right now in FES. Same training you wanted to do, residual, And they thought it was in the garment, but it was in the juice. And you've been saying the same thing over here. It's in your protection plan. We have the best leader in the world to lead you a whole lot of different ways. And I'm saying for everyone, we love you so much, and you needed to hear this today because of this, the first of the year. And we have your back. We want you to know we're your arm bearers. The women, we your arm bearers over here. The men, I know they're your arm bearers as well. But we want you to know, Dr. Nicola Smith-Jackson, we love you from the bottom of our heart to so much for going to get everything we need to train us the proper way how to make it. I remember when we left the other company, and you had left a lot of money on the table, but you didn't like the way they was operating. You said, forget the money. I'm about people. So I just want to tell you this morning, Nicola, I got to get my house in order with FES, and I'm doing that each and every day. I'm not going to say watch me. I'm just like the brother said, actions speak louder than words. So thank you so much, Dr. Nicola, for being real. They don't understand how real you are. You can read people from looking. You can sense people. And everything you ever told me, it is so funny. You've been ahead of the game for a long time. And you and I talk a lot. And you always say, just watch, Roosh. Just watch. You don't have to say nothing. Just watch. And I watch a lot of crumble stuff come, and it's fall. And you always say that. And I just want to say to you, we have your back. And we love you so dearly. And we won't fight against you. I know you're a winner. You've been a winner from the day I met you. And you always had that clean, pure heart with them clean hands. And my mom used to say that. That's when I know about it. She said, when your heart is not clear, pure, and your hand dirty too, you can't trust them. But when you have a pure heart and clean hands, that's the person you always want to follow. And when I was a kid, I used to always follow people that had more than I had. You know why? Because they have less, I'm going to have less. So I just want to tell you, from your whole organization, a Momentum Society, Financial Education and Service, and Financial Leaders of America, we love you, and we understand exactly what you want us to do. Tell you that this morning because it's the first of the year and nobody said that's on this call. So we love you, Dr. Nicola Smith Jackson and Reverend Robert Jackson and your family. You all have death in the family. You're still going on and you're carrying us and we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, I love you. I love you. I love you, Rushi. And I do. And I know you guys love me. I know you do. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. This is episode 540. Something new is birthing. I just got to say shout out to Pastor McKnight. We were just talking about that number 9. And I'm going to send you a picture here, Rushi, to tell you when you started talking, Robert had been organizing my office. Because I'm getting it all ready for my whole new season. And he knows, he hears my vision, and he knows I'm going to be spending a lot of time in here finishing up my book, pressing forward, doing what God has told me to do all these years.
Yes.
I'm going to send you a picture of what I picked up. I saw something sitting on my lamp, and I picked it up and said, what is this? Is going to freak you out. God is so amazing. He is so amazing. He loves us so much that I can't help but love you. God bless you guys. Let's go out there and make it happen. You know, everything we're doing is so we can go out there and make impact. We're not trying to just play with this thing. We're going hard. I want you to go out there and make it happen. Go as hard as you have ever gone in your life. Let 2019 be a year that even wows you. We got to be resourceful with our resources. I love you. We're going out of potential, guys. Production and profits. Now.